Shipping complications with mail-in ballots for voters living in the Garfield County communities of Escalante and Panguitch City is a burden on voters, according to Alliance for a Better Utah. They say that could make it difficult for some to participate in their local elections. The nonprofit's executive director, Chase Thomas, wants to know why ballots were not sent to voters as legally required.
As Utah residents become more and more accustomed to mail-in ballots, if they do not receive that, if there's something that happens in the system, it's going to result in a lot more confusion. If it was a problem with county officials or was it on the election company that they contracted with to do the service.
Thomas worries the breakdown in the mail-in ballots process will result in some residents there not being able to vote, and he's calling on state officials, including the legislature and the lieutenant governor's elections office, to investigate.
It feels like we've been doing it long enough to where the kinks with the system should have been ironed out by now. Some issues do come up, especially in these counties to where there isn't as much of a professional staff as you have like in Salt Lake County in their elections office.
To assist residents hoping to vote for Panguitch and Escalante City Council members, each city will open polling locations Tuesday until 8 p.m. Panguitch residents can vote at the Garfield County Courthouse. Polls are open in Escalante at the City Office Building. Thomas said there could be residents in the county who don't live in these two cities that have not received their ballot. In that case, he says to contact the Garfield County Clerk Office. Reporting for Utah Public Radio, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.